You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
And we're chatting personal finance, and it's brought to you by Avbob. We're here for you. And good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sam. Africa, hope it's well and warm.
Warm? Where are you?
I'm right here, just down the road from you, and I'm freezing just as much.
Now, this week we're talking retirement, and I'm glad you called it the illusion of retirement, because when I was a little girl, or even before I was born, retirement was 60 for women and 65 for men, and you weren't expected to live more than 10 or 15 years after that, and I think we've moved on a long way from that.
Well, I think so too, and I think retirement, you know, the longer I've been in my industry, has become a fallacy. You know, we've always kind of pinpointed, like, as you say, 60, 65. I think that's been defined also by your pension fund. You know, your pension fund says you're 60. Oh, good luck. Here's a pension and, you know, go out and retire. And there's nothing further from the truth. I mean, the concept of retirement needs to be revisited. I mean, I watched the television this morning, and I see that the Queen celebrating her 90th birthday. Nelson Mandela lived to 95. Mm-hmm. We've got this lady too, Harriet Thompson, who finished a marathon at 92. So, you know, I'm saying to myself in a very clear way that 90 has become a very probable age for a lot of us. I read an article the other day too. They said that the first person to live to 150 is already born. And, you know, obviously it all points to the technologies around the medical field and our attitude and awareness of health. And it's a clear-cut story that the probability of living well beyond 65 is real. And therefore, what is what idea about retirement is there left for us? We've got to change that idea altogether.
So how do we change that idea altogether? Because, you know, youth is always an extremely expensive and sought-after commodity. So if we are going to carry on working past 65, which many of us will do anyway, that's one thing. But for people who perhaps are reaching what would be retirement age now or retirement age in the next 10, 15 years, what can you put away? Because, as you've said, your pension as it stands probably isn't going to be enough to get you through another third of your life.
Well, that's the problem, and we call it in the industry the problem of living too long. And what we mean by that is that we underestimate how long we're going to live for. And like you say, the provisions aren't there. In fact, statistically, more than 90% of people that reach 65 won't have enough money to retire. And Sam, I guess that really points to the one option. You've got to find something else that you can, you know, engage in and work with and become, you know, in terms of an occupation and earn an income. Most people are going to have to carry on after 65. But given the fact that we are, you know, going to live longer, I think that there's still a lot of potential in people at 65. Companies put people to pasture, thinking that, you know, you're pastured due by date. And I've come across so many 65-year-olds that are just really at the top of the mountain. They're not over the hill. And they really have so much more to put back in. And they find lots of avenues. They go back into their same field of expertise and become consultants. Others find a totally different track. I came across a lovely story the other day where a lady kept her pension but then decided that she was going to open up a very close, high-care type of fragile, sort of, she looks after older people in mm-hmm. a very sort of high-touch way. And she rented out this small house, renovated it, and she brought in five or six people that she really gives a lot of high attention to. The families are willing to pay the premium on that type kind of attention. And she covers her costs and has left her pension behind and is doing something that she really likes doing. So there are a lot of avenues for the people that are willing. But I think, the reality is that most of us are going to have to do something. We don't have enough to rely on. So therefore, we've got to kind of raise the bar and start looking more forward down the road, expecting to live longer.
Well, let's look at that, because as we've spoken about many times this year, and shame, I've put you on the spot so many times going, well, where is this extra disposable income? But if you are putting money away, I think it's probably easier in a way if you work in a company where you've got a full-time job, because a lot of your money, a lot of your pension will be kind of taken from you before you have to actually get your salary. It's taken care of. But even if that's happening, how do you add in that bit extra? Can you add in that bit extra? And if so, how?
Well, perhaps not just pension. You know, pension's a very broad word, and it's not the only way that one makes a provision for you know, later years. I'm trying to avoid this word retirement now. You know, you want to start in.
But if you're golden years, say, golden years.
The golden years, the twilight years, or whatever else. But the point is that the pension is not the only way. You've got all sorts of savings vehicles. The key is to keep on saving wherever you can. You can have all sorts of side pockets, unit trusts and endowment plans, and you know, even saving in a money market account. All those sorts of vehicles point you in the same sort of direction. And the key really is by the time that you really need to, turn on the provisions because you can't carry on working any longer, and hopefully that's going to be many years to come, then you're in a position where you can draw down from those various sources. Pension is only one of them. A unit trust savings account is probably a more practical one in a lot of ways too, because you can stop and start, you can add to it. It's not as restrictive as a pension fund. But saving is really the mentality that we've got to have. And just think about this too, Sam. If we can save, say, 10 more years beyond 65, we give our savings that much more impetus on compounding. And also, we don't need to provide, we need to provide 10 years less for the rest of our lives as well. So the pressure point on the provision we need to see us right through our twilight years is that much less because we're carrying on and we're saving more. That energy towards the savings is really going to be enhanced a little later down the road because we don't have to provide for that much more when we get a bit older.
So we can look after ourselves going into twilight in our golden years.
That's right. And I think it also creates another side of it too. It comes with benefit. You've got a purpose to get out of bed in the morning. You've got a reason why you get up. And your work defines you in a lot of ways, doesn't it? I mean, when you meet people for the first time, you tell them what you do for a living. And I don't think we should be robbed from that too soon in our lives, especially after 65. I think you can find other things that redefine you. And, you can get out of bed on purpose, and it really takes you, further down the road with a lot more meaning rather than just sort of putting yourself out to pasture. And I've come across so many so-called retirees that just wished they'd carried on that much more because there's something missing in their lives in that sense.
And I think we put ourselves out to pasture a long time before everybody else does.
That's right, I think. So don't give up. We've got many people ahead of us, as I say. You know a lot of people that are 90 plus now. And you hear about people that are really going the distance. So we're probably in the same stream. And financially speaking, we're on the back foot. But I think that gives us an opportunity to get up and start looking at other opportunities where we can probably make ourselves a lot more gratified in the sense of doing the things we really want to do. And if we can earn an income as well, I think that's going to give us a lot of peace of mind as well.
So much the better. Paul, stay warm.
You too, Sam.
Paul Roloff's there giving us personal finance. And as he said, there's no need to go gently into our golden years through the twilight zone.